here?
Thank you for holding. Is this Eddie?
Yep.
Hi, Eddie. My name is John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Did we catch you driving down the highway or something?
I'm on the road, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was getting a lot of feedback from, like, the wind, but I get it now. I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes, a very good job.
Okay. She asked me to hop on the line to go over the pricing and some details with you. Before I dive into the pricing, did you have any questions for me in regards to our services or how the placement on Google works?
No, it's pretty straightforward.
Okay. So I just want to let you know the major benefit to you in all this is that we even have a listing available in the general contractor category for your service area. You'll notice if you hop on Google and you type in any one of your services, there's only going to be three options that'll show up on the first page next to the map there in that Google Places section. And we only have one spot available within our company today as a Google partner and we're actively looking to fill it. So once we fill that spot, we're closing out the entire category for the general contractors in this area. We won't be able to work with any other competing companies that provide the same services. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. It's kind of wordy, but they want me to make sure I explain that to you on every call, or explain that on every call. Just to kind of put things into perspective, I know you're in the general contracting category, but you're focused on, like, doors, windows, interior and exterior remodeling. Right? So we give you 15 different keywords or phrases that we'll be able to list you for at a time. So you can actually hand select, like, which ones you're listed for. So we will be able to cover all your bases is what I'm trying to explain. Okay. Now, just to put things into perspective, just in the last 30 days, and this is a 40-mile radius around that 01001 zip code, we've had 1,812 searches that fall with it.
In the doors. So
I'm not saying that we're going to get you 1,812 phone calls. Okay. Or that you don't want that many phone calls. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it broke up for like 20 seconds.
Oh, I was saying.
Connected. All right,
to the Bluetooth. Yeah. No, you're good. I was just saying, like, just in the last 30 days, within a 40-mile radius around that 01001 zip code, we had 1,812 searches that fall within the doors and windows category or keyword. So I wasn't implying that you were going to get like 1,812 phone calls if you sign up with us, because Google doesn't want us to like guarantee you you're going to get a certain amount of clients. But that's only two keywords and we list you for up to 15. And according to Google, 90% of searches start and stop on the first page. So, you know, even though we can't guarantee you a certain amount of them, we're still placing you where 9 out of 10 of those guys actually make their buying decision. I'm sure you can see a value in that.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's how this works. Everything's month to month on a flat rate. Did Tara explain that to you?
Yes.
Okay. And then also, you don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. These placements, you don't have to pay any lead fees. So there's no lead fees, click fees, or call fees. It's just that one-time monthly payment. All the clients that come with it are able to call you directly, so there's no extra charges that you'll incur. Normally, the pricing is set at a flat rate of $499, and there's usually a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in for that general contractor category. However, because of your new in business credit, and because we're actively looking to fill the spot today, I'm willing to reduce the monthly cost down to just $299, and then I could put in a request to have your setup fee waived. So instead of you paying $598 the first month and then $499 monthly, it would just be $299 out the door today, and then each month moving forward that you want to continue to be on that first page with us, it'll stay $299. It won't go back up or change.
Gotcha.
That's a package deal. So that package comes with a custom website design too. where we'll actually buy a domain name for you, have our graphic design team customize a website. We'd ask you to send in any photos or a company logo if you have it. But, and then we also host that site and have it attached to the online listing.
See, I'd be interested, but the only thing is I'm working on my actual contracting license. Mm-hmm. So I can't grab on big jobs right now. So expending the $300 a month, would it really be worth it? Because I can't really be installing big, big jobs in mass. Mm-hmm. In Connecticut, it's more lenient, but in mass, you need a certain license if I do want to do my own jobs under myself without hiring, say, a contractor to sub me out, you know?
Right. Yeah, so basically, I mean, you could go the subcontracting route. We're allowed to list you, which I would recommend doing. You're going to want to build a pipeline of business anyway. You're going to want to be up there for a while, and it's not like I sign you up today and you're getting calls tomorrow. You know, we have to do your Google verification, you know, so really you're not going to be hitting like a peak stride for about 2 to 3 weeks, and that's where things will really start to pop off for you. And then it looks like we're going to stay hot until about mid to the end November, and then we might have to talk about doing something seasonal or maybe kind of rearranging the keywords that we're targeting. But it's not going to stop us from listing you, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Obviously, you want to proceed with your own caution. But I would still definitely recommend capitalizing on the placement, not just because we're looking to fill it today, but the last time we had a spot available just in the general contractor category in this area was 11 months ago. So it was just like you had barely started, but we know you existed at the time, so we didn't contact you about that opportunity at that time. So it's not an everyday thing where you could just put yourself on the first page of the top option when you're ready. There has to be a spot available between you know, yourself and the other competing companies in the area. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I saw you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's. I mean, if you could do anything with those guys, you'll do great with being on the first page. Because all they do is put themselves on Google, and then they resell you leads that they get from being on Google. And those leads actually go to like 3 or 4 other guys, and they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get the job. So with this, we're just cutting out the middleman in that scenario and letting people call you live. You'll have your own Google business profile, your own reviews, your own website. They have your number. They call you directly. So completely different ballgame. And just the long-term branding benefits. By the time you do have all the licensing and everything, even if you passed out a business card to somebody, they're going to want to be able to look you up and see that you're a real business. You know, you have a website, maybe see stuff you've done in the past. It's just a huge credibility factor.
Yeah, man. But I don't know. I don't see myself right now spending $300 a month on being on the front page if I can't really do much with it, you know?
Yeah.
But,
well, how many clients would we have to bring you in order to offset that cost?
Technically, it'd just be one client.
Exactly.
To pay off the month.
Yeah, and we know that. That's why we're able to offer it month to month to you guys. Because we know with the general contractors, usually one job, you're offsetting the program for 4-6 months at a time. You know, especially if you're in the roofing category, those jobs are like 10K plus around here. Even if you're just doing minor repairs, sometimes you get like $1,000 just for a minor roof repair. But I know if you're kind of in a niche market, maybe you're not making as much as the roofers on each individual conversion, but it's still usually about one conversion in order to get profitable. Let me ask you this. I mean, you mentioned $300, and I know that is a lot of money. You know, expensive has different meanings for everybody. But if you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's, I think you're going to wind up spending a lot more than that. Hello? Eddie?
It's up the customer's will.
You cut out for a second there. What was that?
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you clearly.
Yeah, with Angie's lease, it seems like it's more you're more guaranteed to get a customer because you're gonna get a few customers each week, but with say you Google, you're like, it's that customer as well. So if they want to, they'll call you. But if not, you're just going to be resting on that front page.
Right, but you got to remember that Home Advisor by Angie's gets their leads from Google. They're on the first page of Google, right? They're actually underneath where we're talking about listing you now. So technically, a customer would have to scroll past you to even get to Home Advisor. And then the ones that click on that, it tells them right then and there that they're going to be connected to multiple trusted professionals in the area. So Home Advisor is not really doing anything to differentiate you from the other guys that are on that list. And they'll sell that lead to like three or four of you guys on the list. And they'll charge you the lead fee even if you're not the guy that gets the job, because it's pay per lead, not pay per job. So if the lead goes to four people, you have a 25% chance before you've even called it. I mean, it's almost like you're buying scratchers at the gas station. Like, you pay the $20, $30, $40, you call the number, see what happens. You know, maybe you get lucky, maybe you don't. But that's not an ideal way to market. If you do a little research, you could see that Google advertising has been the most profitable way for business owners to market for the last 17 years consecutively, because you're catching people at the moment that they're literally typing in, like, door installation, door repair, window installation, window repair, remodeling contractor, you know. Obviously, they're doing these searches with the intent of finding somebody to help them. And then all your reviews and all the credibility, Google telling them you're a trusted contractor, it's all right there in the palm of their hand if they're on a mobile device. It's as simple as them clicking on the phone icon, and you got a live opportunity of somebody who's just in your area Googling what you do, you know. And then if you're going to take, like, the pricing structure, let's say you put $300 into Home Advisor by Angie, you know, the doors and windows leads are going to run, you know, the low one, $30. Usually on average, they're going to probably be about $50 a pop. By the time you get six of those, which you could easily go through in a week, you've already spent $300. On the first page of Google, you can get a lot more than six leads in a week, and you don't have to pay $30 to $50 for every single one. So with being on Google, you're going to get a lot more for your budget, not to mention having your own .com website, and then the other directories that use Google for their recommendations. You know, you'd end up on the first page of Bing. You end up on the top of the Amazon Alexa voice search results. You'll be on Yelp. You'll be on Yellow Pages. There's a Facebook business profile that we create and host for you, and we have that hyperlink to your website, as well as they run ads through the Facebook page. So there's a lot of benefits outside of just the first page placement that come with having that placement and working with us as a Google partner.
Okay, but, and say I just tried it out for like 3 months. After the 3 months, I could just cancel that?
Yeah, it's month to month. So we don't have anybody coming back each month unless that they want to. They're paying for it on their own. Yeah. I think that says a lot too. Smart business owners aren't going to keep paying us each month unless they're seeing good results. And we know that. So your experience with us is you have a team of people that are in it with you, trying to make sure that you're getting a consistent flow of job opportunities every month. So that way we can see you come back and keep using the placement.
Okay. And what would be the total for the first month?
So the first month, it would be $299 out the door. And that'll cover you all the way up until September 14th. If you want to continue to work with us, I'm going to lock you in at that pricing structure. And we send that to you in writing as part of your service agreement. So it'll just stay $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us.
And would there be, like, there's no way to get that a little less, the monthly payment?
The $299 for a platinum package, I couldn't go any lower, mainly because we're providing you with a full-blown custom website design. So we actually have to, like, purchase your domain name. We're basically going to lose money on, like, the first month on this. We're really banking on it working for you and turning into a long-term solution and you liking this more than what you're using now. So I actually wouldn't. If you look at the platinum package, it's normally $499. And then there's usually a $99 setup fee. So I already waived the $99 setup fee, and I cut your monthly bill down to just $299. So I'm saving you $300 today, but I'm also going to save you $200 every month moving forward compared to what your largest competitor in this area is going to be paying for the same type of advertisement and exposure for their business.
Okay, so every month it's going to be just the $299 flat?
Exactly. Yep, and there's no other charges. So there was no other lead fees, click fees, or call fees, or any even like taxes or surcharges included. It's exactly $299.
All right, man. You're very convinced. Yeah, I'll try it out.
You're going to love it. I'm telling you. Sometimes I feel like I'm trying to get the business owner to eat their broccoli, but if you were to ever sell the business one day, you know, this is what you'd be selling to people is your business name, your business reputation, and the pipeline of clients that this is going to build up for you in that tracking system. So
yeah.
I'm going to create your account, Eddie. On the first page of Google, you can only have one number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so 413-233-8870.
Yep.
Okay, and what's your last name?
Do you want me to spell it?
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
G-R-I-G-O-R-C-H-U-K.
G-R-I-G-O-R-E-H-U-K?
C-H-U-K.
C-H-U-K, got it. I'll try to pronounce it. Is it Grigorchuk?
Yeah, it was actually really good. One of the best.
Okay, I tried. All right, and then what's your business email address where I can send everything in writing? I'm also going to send you a receipt so you can write it off as a business expense. I'll send you access to your tracking system, and I'll send over your Google verification form so you can get you Google verified.
Okay.
What's the email address?
I have my personal. I'm trying to...
Oh. You don't have a business?
I do have a business, so I'm just trying... I forgot the name of it.
Okay, well, let's use your personal for now. I'll shoot you a text with my direct number and extension, and then when you have the business one, you can just text it over to me when you're ready.
Okay, so it's my first and last name at gmail.com, so edwardgrigorchuk@gmail.com.
Okay. You said it's Edward. No, I got it. E-D-W-A-R-D, and then last name, grigorchuk@gmail.com.
Yep.
Got it. All right, and then Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own the business. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of verifying that you're out there in mass. What's the street address that I could send this to?
17B High Street, Agawam, Massachusetts.
17B High Street. Okay, maybe I shouldn't put the space there because I'm not getting anything. Let me see. High Street. I have a 17B High Street in Boston.
It's in Agawam. I don't know. This address is super weird, but...
Let me see.
High Street.
It's Agawam?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I found it. If some reason it comes across on Google, it's just 17 High Street. In Agawam, 01001, but I'll add a B in there. And then, do you want me to hide the address or leave it displayed?
Hide it.
Okay. So it'll still have city, state, and zip on your Google business profile, though. I'll just hide the street address and deactivate the turn-by-turn directions.
Okay.
Okay. And then, do you have, like, a company logo or pictures of work that you've done in the past?
I do, yeah.
Okay. So here comes my direct number and extension, and then I'm also going to send you the email address for you to send in the logo and photos so that we could use them for not just the website, but the Google business profile and the Facebook business page.
Okay.
All right. Let me know when you get these. I'm sending two of them over now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to verify that your texts are working. It should come from an 877 number, Eddie.
Yeah, I just got it.
Okay. All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
7 a.m. to 5.
7 a.m. Yep. to 5 p.m. Okay, is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Just Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Okay, Sunday's closed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Card, what would be a way to accept card? Like, get, like,
You could have like a Square reader, but some people do it through like Cash App, Zelle, Venmo.
Yeah, I can do a card.
Okay.
Cash check card.
Okay, got it. Confirm. All right. And then on your paperwork, I'm going to put Edward on there just as your legal name, but I've prompted all my customer service and everybody within our company to call you Eddie. Okay? But it's just for your paperwork. So you could actually write this off as a business expense at the end of the year when you do your taxes, and they'll give it back to you.
Perfect.
Okay. And then we want to do a client interview with you tomorrow. Client interviews usually take about 20 to 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window to complete it. What would be the best time to do a client interview with you tomorrow?
Let me just double check my job. See how long it'll take. Tomorrow.
They can do any time between 10 a.m. and the last appointment is 6 and 7 Eastern Standard.
I can do like around 3.
3? Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, I have a 4 to 5 and I have a 2 to 3. I don't have a 3 to 4 though.
I think 2 to 3 might be cutting it close. I think maybe 4 to 5.
Okay, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and I'll text you at 3, just as like a reminder in case you forget tomorrow while you're working. But if that doesn't work for you, just let me know when that text comes through, and then we could always reschedule it for like a little later on if we have to. I definitely want to make sure we get everything up and running as soon as possible. And then I know you're not licensed yet. I'm going to let the Google headquarters know that when we submit your form right now. And I'm just going to tell them that you have intention to get it. Do you have like an ETA estimate on when you will get that, when you will get it?
I think like around October, November.
Okay. They just mainly look for that you have the intention to get it or are willing to get it at some point, because they'll probably want to advance you into like Google Guarantee once you guys get a little bit bigger, maybe, or if we can see that you're handling the program well, then they'll offer you an advanced position, which is the Google Guarantee category, which they'll be able to start like guaranteeing you leads. They'll pre-screen some guys for you and transfer them to you live, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. All right, so I have your account created and I got the client interview scheduled for tomorrow between 4 and 5 o'clock. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment, Eddie, of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay. And is this under your name, the business name, or both?
This is under the business name.
Okay. So let me make sure I add the Essential Contracting, Inc. to the billing information. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to? That's 17B High Street?
It should be, yes. But
okay.
It should be.
It'll decline and let us know. It'll tell us it's the billing address if it is wrong. So I'll let you know here.
Okay.
And then you say this was a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
All right. All right. I'm ready when you are.
All right. 4085.
3730. 8566. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
10/27.
10/27, and then 3-digit code on the back.
585.
585. Okay. And then just as an added form of protection for you, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. If I say anything you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your business today, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line, Eddie. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Essential Contracting, Inc.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Edward Gregorchuk, CEO, President.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And then hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We know what you currently have. I'm not telling you you got to discontinue or cancel anything, but we don't want you to, like, duplicate anything or pay for something that you already have, which you really shouldn't need anything else. Like, if you look at this platinum bundle and in your service agreement, we try to cover all your bases, basically be like a one-stop shop for you. But if you're not sure about something before you sign up with it, just double-check with us so you can make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing or duplicating anything.
Okay.
Okay. And then the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months when you first sign up since we're building everything from scratch. But it is month to month. You don't have to commit to anything long term. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 14th, 2024. It's going to be in the discounted price of $299. However, this is going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the custom website design for you at no additional cost. And I've also waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. So when the term's completed, the agreement's going to be set up to auto-renew each month on the 14th day, but it'll stay in that discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. And then it says in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next bill is due, so that way we can stop that billing cycle. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So you should be receiving the confirmation text messages from our company. Obviously, the billing address was right because it went through. All right. And then, so there'll be an outline of the agreement in writing there. You're going to want to sign off on that. If you could try to do that before your client interview tomorrow, that'd be great. Also, there's a...
What did you want me to do before the interview?
Yeah, there's so go to your text messages.
Okay.
Okay, you see the one that says, Edward, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And it'll say, like, please click here. And there's, like, a link there to accept the subscription terms.
Okay, I just got the text.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow, it's kind of delayed. Yeah, you should get that one. And then you also should have one for, like, a username and password for your tracking system. And there should be another one for your Google verification form. There'll be about three of them in there.
I text your email. Okay, So on text, I just got,
It'll be both.
Username and password.
Yeah, it'll be both. Yeah, so username, password. I'm seeing that it sent you the subscription terms, but it doesn't say sent successfully. Like the one for your username and password says sent successfully, the email address says sent successfully, and the one with my name and my direct number and extension says you got that one too.
Yes.
But I'm not seeing this one, so let me just refresh this. Hold on 1 second here. Maybe that's it right there.
I just got the...
Is that for Google, or does that one say terms?
Local terms. So I got a Google business profile verified.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We still copy of your invoice.
Yep, so that one is the one that if you click that link where it says terms and it has your phone number. It'll say localsplash.com/terms, and then it'll have your number. If you click that, there's a full outline of the agreement in writing. So it has documented, Eddie, everything that we're doing for you. Okay? You have it all written in black and white. So even though it's month to month, there's still written exchange. Like, hey, you paid us, and this is what we're going to do for you in return. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it with your first and last name. And then there's a Google verification form. I already let Google know that you don't have the license, but you intend to get it, but still fill out that verification form with as much information as you could provide. And then at the bottom, there's a little box that you're going to have to check yes, that you're okay with us doing a video call. So since you won't have the license, we'll have to verify you over the phone. So they'll do a video call with you and we'll just verify you that way.
Okay.
It's our little way of bypassing the system. Even though you're new, you don't have to miss out on the opportunity. We could just get you the placement and then work on the licensing in the meantime instead of waiting like another year for another spot to open up.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and that's basically it. So remember, too, like you have my direct number and extension, and we also have 24/7 customer service. So if you ever feel confused or like you're missing anything, don't hesitate to call. Like I said, you have a team of people here, and we want to ensure that it's working for you. So that way, you know, if you're not making money, we're not making money, right? So we want to make sure that this continues to turn into a long-term marketing solution for you and a long-term business agreement between the two of us, because otherwise, with the way I got you set up right now, we're going to lose money.
Yeah,
but I'm looking forward to working with you. I'll let you get back to your day. I appreciate you signing up, you know, officially welcome aboard. But look out for our phone call tomorrow. I have you scheduled between 4 and 5 o'clock. I sent you that calendar invitation, and then we'll contact you, and we'll walk you through your client interview at that time, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Eddie, you have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.